This is Ron Kelleher at Guidelines with another segment of Encouraging Words by Darlene Sala. Today's segment is titled Charlotte's Bracelets. Now here's Darlene.
In 2001, Charlotte suffered a major stroke that resulted in her losing not only her speech, but the use of both legs and one arm. But Charlotte was determined not to give up on life. In spite of her disabilities, she believed she could still fulfill her desire to share the gospel with those who do not have a personal relationship with Jesus. And Charlotte found a way to do just that. She learned about a project to make leather bracelets that have 5 colored beads strung on them to present 5 facets of the gospel message. The yellow bead prompts the question, "Have you ever thought about heaven, where the streets are made of gold?" The black bead reminds us that in our present condition we can't go there because of our sin. The red bead represents the good news that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and his blood washes away our sins. The white bead symbolizes that Jesus' sacrifice makes us clean. The green bead reminds us that we can now grow daily in our relationship with him. Missionaries distribute these bracelets all over the world to children and adults alike. Using only her one good arm and her mouth, Charlotte has made over 45,000 of these bracelets. What an amazing accomplishment. That means she has literally carried the gospel message around the world without leaving her own country, not letting her handicap keep her from responding to Christ's command, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation." Charlotte's example speaks to all of us who are tempted to give one excuse or another for why we can't share Christ with others. Maybe you feel you are too shy or just too busy. Ask God to help you find a way to obey his command with the gifts he has given you. The writer of Proverbs prompts us that he who wins souls is wise. If Charlotte can do it, so can we.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information about Guidelines and our ministry, visit us on the web at guidelines.org or email us at guidelines@guidelines.org.